There was a very great, you know, always like a war between, you know. And I think Eric was probably naughtier than he would have been just to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when I came to the family, when I was introduced and had dinners there, I was told that Eric's place was always next to the mother, and that in spite of the fact that this would result in countless, what you call, Ohrfeigen, you know, head cuffs, he would stick to this place, you know. But he was probably doing his best, you know, to get her attention, and she had this big family. She was the real mother hen. And I think she, I cannot say it differently, she resented Eric because he tried to be different than the other children, or maybe ask for more attention, and by his talent demanded more attention, and she wasn't going to give in to this nonsense, you know? And she found that everyone deserved the same portion of her attention. Who was he to demand anything else than the others, you know? And I think the only way he could ever get her attention was by when he was sick. And then she was proved to be a marvelous mother, according to his tales. And she was, I liked her very much. She was a very clever person. And when you speak, we have in German a word that is called Mutterwitz. You know? And that you could really say about Eric. I mean, that he got it from, she was very quick. And she hit the point, you know. She was not an educated person, as the father wasn't either. You know? But the father loved music. By the way, the grandfather, as I told you, on the father's side had six children. Of the oldest, had I was told, had a wonderful soprano voice and was studying singing, but would never be allowed to go to the stage. That was just not allowed in these days. It was considered very low class or something. And my father-in-law belonged to a music society, the Merchantsmen Singing Group. And the youngest boy became a famous tenor in the Nuremberg opera. He was there for all his life until the Nazis came. And, no, he had retired before the Nazis came. But on the mother's side, the father, I was told, the grandfather on the mother's side wanted very badly to become a cantor, but that needed even more studying and money, which wasn't there. And so he didn't become a cantor. So the love of music was there. And the Eric's mother had another brother who had absolute ear and could play by heart and sing from the piano, but he was as negative as the grandmother, never, and nothing became of him. But there was the talent on both sides to give him this musical talent.
I see.
I think that that Eric's position as the third one was a very difficult one, because there were the two oldest, you know, who were naturally doing everything already well for, and then there came the youngest who needed the mother's attention because he was a baby, and so that you know, gave him an unfortunate position, and I think it showed very, very early that he was an extremely nervous child, and I was told that my mother-in-law went with him to famous psychiatrists. You didn't call them psychiatrists, but neurologs. He must have had symptoms, you know, of extraordinary, you know, gravity for them to do that.
I'll say,
but when I asked him, he wouldn't, never wanted to talk about it. Apparently, it was still in his old age painful to him, what he had gone through as a child there.
I see.